Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you broadcasts from radio's golden age. I'm your host, Mark Levelnier. There's horror in this hour. Later on, a broadcast of Escape, but first it's The Hermit's Cave with the story The Search for Life, a syndicated episode from 1944.
The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air.
Now, the hermit is ready to begin.
Ghost stories, weird stories, and murders too. The hermit knows of them all. Turn out your lights. Turn them out. Ah. Have you heard the story, The Search for Life? Eh? Then listen while the hermit tells you the story.
Yeah?
Hale, don't you think it's time you stopped for a while? It's getting awfully late.
Just a moment. I didn't notice what time it was, Hale.
Come on, I have a nice warm supper ready for you.
Well, I'll lock the laboratory door and be right with you.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't work so hard, Hale.
You mustn't worry about me. The research scientist has to work hard.
I've barely seen you these past few weeks. You've never worked this hard before.
And I've never done anything like this before. Here, let me seat you.
Thank you. What are you doing, Hale?
Vera, have you been in my laboratory?
I only went in the other day to clean up.
I didn't notice that you had cleaned up. Looked the same to me.
You came back before I had a chance to do any cleaning.
But being somewhat of a chemist yourself, you studied my notes, eh?
Well, they were there on the desk. I couldn't help but read them. Hale, you must stop it. Stop this experiment immediately.
What I'm doing is nothing more than other men have done before me. The creation of the elements the body needs to live on and on. Yes, possibly the chemical inoperative procedure for the recreation of a dead person.
Recreate a dead person? Well, that's impossible.
Why is it? Why is anything impossible if you know the cause and effect and the properties that make it up?
Hale, drop it, please. Don't go ahead with this thing. If you succeed, you'll control a thing that was never meant to be controlled.
Yes. I shall control death.
And the world will bow to you, flock to you at first, and then they'll grow to hate you and despise you for what you've done. They'll seek you out and kill you. Because if death was not to be, someone else would have changed it aeons ago. Hale, you must stop this experiment before you get me.
Coming. Why, Court Mander.
Hello, Nada. I came as soon as I received your message from Mr. Bowson.
Come in. Oh, I'm glad to see you, Court. You know, I've tried for almost a week to get in touch with you. In here.
I've tried equally hard to make contact with you. You're a celebrity now.
Oh, you don't do so badly in that laboratory yourself. Won't you sit down?
Well, thanks. I can only stay a few minutes. Hale Browson is rather exacting since he's perfected his experiment.
Oh, let's not talk about him. I seem to be afraid of his very name. Bringing dead people back to life. Doing miracles.
I'm his assistant. You're not afraid of me?
Someone I've known all my life, grew up with? Oh, don't be silly. Of course I'm not afraid of you.
Well, Nada Arling, the actress. I never believed it would be like this.
You doubted my sincerity or my ability?
No, I never doubted either. But that night 6 years ago when you went away, why... Well, that's the way I've always pictured you.
I've never forgotten that night, Court.
Nor I.
I wish we could have had this meeting when I first arrived.
Then you're leaving?
I must, Court.
But why? Is it always going to be like this?
I said 6 years ago, if I ever married, it would be you. But I can't turn back now. I have contracts.
Doesn't the fact that something inside both of us is slipping away mean anything to you?
Our youth is slipping away, and that's the only thing I have.
Our relative proportions and understandings are what I meant.
That's not true. Because I'm Nada Arling and your assistant to Hale Browson, the new creator, even that can't change it.
I don't like my position, Nada.
That of waiting for me or as a research scientist?
Both, but I'm afraid of the latter.
I'm surprised. Mr. Broughton's discovery has made him the most important person in the world. And you're basking in every glory that's his.
That may mean a great deal to you. But to me, it's something horrible. I only accepted the position as Broughton's assistant for one reason.
You accepted him? It was the other way around.
No. He told me what to expect. But I was willing to chance it then. Now I know I was wrong. Already it has begun to show itself. We're going to work the other way.
The other way? To work against creation?
Yes. Hale Broughton gave his discovery to the world, thinking its greatness would overshadow any evils it might give rise to. And instead, its evils have overshadowed its greatness and has gone beyond control.
Of course. What you contemplate is murder.
There's no alternative, Nada.
Oh. What of the good you've done?
Good? You haven't seen some of those old people we treat continually. We give them life when their souls cry out to die. That's what we're doing. And everyone calls it good.
You've changed, Cort. I didn't know.
I'm sorry, Nada. I shouldn't have come here. You know how I feel about you. I'm entering another world, and you are the only thing that remains between me and... Well, I can stop now. Leave Broughton. You and I could go where no one knows us.
Oh, that'd be running away, Cort. Something that never solved anything. I know what to expect as I am now. I'm realizing an ambition. And I can't give it all up in a moment.
No. I guess you couldn't. I should have known. Where does your tour take you?
My boat leaves for South America at 6 tomorrow morning. Cort.
Yes, Nina?
I want you to promise me something.
All right.
That you'll forget Hale Broughton and what you plan to do. Will you promise?
All right. Yes, I promise.
I hope you mean that.
Oh, I do. I do mean it. Are you going to board your boat tomorrow morning?
No, later this evening. They're giving me a reception, and when I leave there, I'm going directly to the boat.
I see.
Leaving so soon?
Yes, I have to be getting back.
Are you going to tell Mr. Broughton tonight?
Tonight? Why, that's what I'm going to do now. I'll probably see you at the boat later.
Well, why such an abrupt departure? I wanted to... Strangely, yet.
Good evening, Mr. Broughton.
Court, what on earth brings you here at this hour of the night? I wasn't expecting you until morning.
I had to talk to you.
Come on in. Must be rather important to bring you away from Miss Arling. Sit down.
Thank you.
Seem quite upset about something.
I am.
What's on your mind, Cort?
Do you mind if we close that door?
I certainly not. I'll close it. There. Now, what's troubling you?
Hale, have you told Mr. Broughton what we intend doing?
No, I haven't. Naturally, I haven't told anyone.
Good. Hale, before we start allowing them to die when they should, I'm going to kill Nada Arling and bring her back to life.
But why? Why should you want to kill her? You're going to marry the girl.
That's what I had hoped. But it's all changed now.
And why have you come to me? You know almost as much about the procedures as I.
Yes, that's true. But I don't know what chemicals not to use in order that her brain will remember only to a certain point and not beyond.
She won't marry you?
No. Her career is more important to her than I am.
You know, this is murder.
But I'll bring her back to life.
And in so doing, you intend creating her mind so it will forget its former fame?
That's what I came to see you about. So far, our creations have been with everything but the mind. That we've been unable to change. When we brought people back to life, their memory patterns remained the same. Now, I know you've been carrying on further research along this line.
Cort, I have. My first experiment was tonight.
What was the result?
Just a moment and I'll show you. Come with me to my laboratory.
Who was it?
Oh, a derelict who had died. Now, just a moment before you enter. The experiment wasn't entirely successful. I brought the subject to life easily enough, but his brain... Well, you shall see...
That.
Wait until I snap on the light.
Yeah, in a cage. Looks all right. doesn't seem to be anything wrong with him.
Don't go too near that cage. He may look all right, Court, but I assure you he isn't. Look at his eyes.
Yes, they have a wild, starry cast to them.
And it's gibberish. What does that sound like to you?
It's almost like an animal.
Yes.
He wasn't insane before he died.
No, he died of a heart attack.
Well, then how did he become like this?
I reconstructed his brain exactly as it was. But the brain must manufacture something of its own that I don't know about. The only way I have of keeping him in that cage is to charge the bars with enough electricity to kill an ordinary man. It only stuns him.
Well, for heaven's sake.
What you see behind those bars is not a recreated human being, but a prehistoric man of gigantic strength.
I wish we had another place to work. That thing gets on my nerves, jabbering and growling.
I can't let Barry know about this. We'll just have to stick it out, Court.
Oh, this formula of yours.
Yes?
We've been over it 1,000 times, and still the answer's the same. Now, shut up.
Court, please. Don't do that again. If he should break loose with the outer door locked, we wouldn't have a chance.
Well, why don't we kill it?
With what?
Well, we could use a gun. Wouldn't have to go near it to kill it that way.
Vera would hear. And besides, I couldn't do a thing like that.
I'm not so sure I couldn't.
Well, we'll find a more humane way than that.
And it's getting late. Time for me to go. I told Nada I'd meet her at the dock.
Way down the ship.
No, it's best this way.
I was rather hurt the way you left me this evening.
I'm sorry, Nada. Well, come, sit in the car a few moments. It's warmer in here.
All right. I'm so glad you came down. So glad I was able to see you again before I left.
Nothing could have kept me away.
This will be a long trip.
Yes, it will be.
Of course. Is there something wrong?
No.
Is there something troubling you?
No.
I just touched your hands. They're like ice.
Well, it's just chilly down here, that's all.
I was half afraid of you a moment ago. When I looked in your eyes, they seemed to be staring at me, oddly.
I want to remember you in case I...
Yes?
In case I don't see you again.
Oh, we'll see each other again, Court. I'm sure of that.
So am I.
You know, I've waited ever since we got in the car for you to tell me about Mr. Browson.
Mr. Browson?
Your break with him. You made it, didn't you?
Break? Oh, yes. Yes, I told him just what I was going to do.
Oh, such a weight lifted from my mind. Now I can leave without being afraid for you.
Yes. That's right.
That's all past now. When I come back from this tour, it'll be to the young scientist I knew 6 years ago.
Remember that. Remember that.
Court, you look so strange.
Remember the past, Nada.
Court, what are you doing? Court!
Nada, don't struggle, please. Just breathe deep. This poison is sure. I'll wake you soon. Oh, Nada, wherever you are, hear me. Believe me. You're the only life I have. I'll bring you back. But you must remember only the past. You must remember things as they were before. You must remember only...
Court Manda has brought Nada Ali to Hale Browson's laboratory. Mr. Browson is making preparations for the final operation on Nada Arling's brain.
Clamps ready. Court, place your fingers here while I put these clamps. Not too much. Tear apart.
I'm holding it. Will those creases smooth out when I let go?
Yes, when I inject these chemicals. There. Clamps are in place. Now for the injections of this fluid. I'm ready for that now. Gently, gently. Now release your fingers slowly, slowly. Careful, careful.
Oh, his growling frightens me.
These clamps slipped when you moved. I have to put them back on again.
You cause anything more like that to happen, I'll take the shotgun and blow your head off.
Hold your hand steady. Expose the tissues too long, it will die again. We'll have everything to do all over again.
Here, I have it down again.
Steady, steady. Now, forget him. Now, just a second. We'll be ready for the solution. Now. That does it. Release the pressure slowly. Slowly.
Right.
See? The creases aren't coming back. Hurry. Hand me that piece of her skull that we cut away.
Here it is, in this case.
You bored all the holes in it so we could fasten it down in place?
Yes, they're ready.
Now help me again. We must replace it exactly as it was cut away.
I marked it.
Good. Ah, yes. I see the marks. Turn it just slightly. There. Hold it in place while I fasten it.
That monster grabbed his cage and the electric shock made him scream.
The lights! Caught, they're dimming. Caught, he's holding onto the cage and shocking the turret. I can't see the work. I stopped this surgery. Our work is useless. Do something quickly.
Oh, the lights have gone out now. Must have caused the fuse to blow.
We haven't any time to waste. Do something, man. That thing. Is he free?
No, he's still in his cage. He's on the floor. Electricity must have stunned him.
Look over there. There's a candle. Light it quickly.
Yes, I see it.
Quick, bring it here. We must finish this operation. My fingers are growing numb holding this tissue in place.
Oh, we can finish before that thing in the cage comes too. Can you see by this candle?
Oh, I must.
Hurry. I think I hear him stirring in his cage.
Can you see if he is?
No, there isn't enough light to see that far. With the cage intact.
I didn't have time to look. Hey, I have one clamp in place on the skull. I'll have another in a moment.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything. Here, hold the candle closer.
Nader's coming, too. I can see her breathing.
I must hurry. We still have to bandage her head. Oh, I can't seem to get this other clamp through the hole in the skull.
Her breath is coming faster and louder now. I can hear it.
Watch where you're holding the candle.
I can hear her breathe, Hale.
Once I get this fastened, the rest will be easy.
She's breathing so loudly, I... Hale, behind you!
What? The man! He's out of his cage!
He's coming toward us, he'll kill us!
Wait! We're your friend! Wait! We're going to help you! See? Come! Come, follow me!
Hale, Nada!
She's going to be all right for a moment. We must get him back to the cage. Now, that's it! Come along! Cord, he's watching you and Nada. He's motioning for you to get away from Nada.
Watch out, Hale! He's reaching for you!
Oh, he's crushing my arm! Cord! Quick, there's a hypodermic needle on the table. Get it!
Yes, I have it. He's watching me now. Look. Look what I have here. This will make you feel better. Come just a little closer.
Get him with that needle. His fingers are crushing my arm.
Come on now, just a little closer. I won't hurt you.
Let go of me. Let go. Cord, get him with the hypo quickly. Quiet. He looks like he's listening to something. He's loosening his hold on me. In a moment, I might be able to pull free.
He's staring at.
Cord. Look. Nada is getting up from the operating table.
No. No, she can't. The operation isn't finished.
Use the hypodermic for her, Cord. Hurry before she stands up. See? She's sitting up now.
Nada, lie down. Lie down. Oh, get back, you.
He doesn't want you to go near her.
Man.
Nada. Speaking.
Man from the past. We are going back, you and I. And we will take Cort Mander and Hale Browson with us.
Cort!
Man from the past. Bring Mr. Browson here.
Cort! Do something! Help me!
Cort Mander. Try to move.
I can't move.
No. You want to, but I now control your will.
Megan, let me go. He's killing me. Cord, talk to her. I didn't bring her here. Have her make this inhuman monster. Let me go.
Hale Browson, You must die.
No, no, you can't do this to me. It's murder.
You have murdered many.
But it was different. It was the only way.
Man from the past, you must hurry. I'm not much longer for this earth.
Fingers! They're crushing my head! My head! My head!
Man from the past, you would be dead. You're not for this world. They brought you back against your will. Court Mander, you spoke of shooting this man. Where is the gun?
In the gun rack. On the wall there.
Get it. Bring it here. Point the gun at that poor mixed-up soul of yesterday with the body of today.
No. No.
Now, so that he may have peace and rest, pull the trigger.
No.
Pull the trigger, I say. I haven't much more time. Court Mander, you and Hale Browson have been violating the eternal law. Man is born to die, and die he must. Your soul will never rest in this world, but it will never come back. There is one more shot in the gun, Court.
Yes, Nada.
Hand the gun to me.
Yes, Nada.
I must lie down on the table here. Stand in front of me.
Yes, I am here.
This is the end of the world you created. Now we may all rest in our grave.
Hale! Call! What has happened? Hale, go out, open the door, please! Hale! What is it? What is it, Hale? Oh.
And Court Mander are dead. They will bring no more dead back to life. No. Turn on your lights. Turn them on. Pleasant dream.
The Hermit's Cave, on Tuned to Yesterday, an episode from 1944. You are listening to An Hour of Horror on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Next, the anthology series Escape, which produced many scary or edge-of-your-seat broadcasts for the CBS network throughout the 1940s and 50s. But this next episode is considered to be one of the more frightening ones, called The Power of Hammer, which was written by Anthony Ellis, who would go on to direct the program full-time a couple of years after this next broadcast on CBS from October 15th, 1950.
You, finding life pretty dull? Dreaming again of exotic places? Wishing you were somewhere else? We offer you escape.
Escape. Designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Escape with us now to a puppet kingdom in the heart of the Belgian Congo and a man who challenged that kingdom because of dream. As Gil Dowd and Anthony Ellis tell it in their most unusual story, The Power of Hammer.
Thank you. Play it again.
But, Sam, I have played it for you 10 times already.
It's a jukebox, isn't it? I'm paying. Play it again. I like it.
So, I play it again.
We hear something else now. Mule train. Mule train.
Mister, I like that song.
Get some water.
That's better. Felt good when I hit it. Hurt my hand, though. That's all right. Lousy whiskey. Lousy bar. Lousy conga. I must be drunk. Must be, I am. Kerrigan, you're drunk. I like that song. Wish I was back in the States. Wish I could see Alice. Alice. Gotta get out of here. Hey!
Yes, Sam.
Here's for your broken table. Here's for your whiskey. That enough?
Oh, it's all right. It's not your fault. I have another mule train for you next time you come to Manalo.
Where do we go from here, boys? Where do we go from here?
Hey, Sam, where you go, you strong man? You stay with me, aren't we? Have good time.
A cigarette. Hey, dog, you got a friend for me?
Mr. Kerrigan?
Sure.
You will come with us, please?
What for?
The inspector will tell you. Come with us, please. Inspector Farnack?
Oh, yes. You can wait outside. Come in, Mr. Kerrigan. Sit down, please.
What's the charge?
No charge, Mr. Kerrigan. Government business. I have received a cable ordering me to extradite a man named Benjamin Hammer. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
We believe that he is somewhere in this territory, possibly west of Muyumba, across the Lualaba River.
Uh-huh.
15 years ago, he embezzled money in Brussels and, incidentally, killed a man.
Took a long time to get him.
But we think we have now. Have you heard of a white man who calls himself a king and has made himself responsible for several thousand Bahutu tribesmen?
I've heard rumors.
That man may be Benjamin Hammer. I want you to take me into his kingdom.
Across the Lualaba? Not me.
Kerrigan, you are the only guide in the Belgian Congo who is familiar with that country. Surely you have taken hunting parties in there before?
That's right, and I'm not going back.
You will be well paid?
Not well enough. Sorry.
Just a moment. As a guide and a hunter, Mr. Kerrigan, you realize that you are licensed by the government. And here, I am the government.
So I moved to another territory. It's lousy Congo's all the same.
You are an alien, my friend. And without my help, it may be difficult to obtain a license anywhere.
Look, Inspector, this is for your own good. It's bad in there. Real bad.
You mean the natives?
Yeah. You wouldn't get 10 miles beyond the river.
I am aware of the hostility of the natives, Mr. Kerrigan. This is my territory. But we won't be going in alone.
Oh?
There'll be 40 of us.
Your Bantu boys?
And 2 machine guns.
This is funny. You're blackmailing me.
Not at all. You will be paid.
That's what I mean. Okay, it's your funeral. There's your stinking polluted Lualaba River, Farnack. There's your jungle.
I recognize it, Mr. Kerrigan. I have been here before.
You've been to Mayumba, but you haven't gone across the river.
We shall unload the trucks now and leave tomorrow at dawn. The Bantus have instructions not to fraternize with the villagers, and I wish you two to remain silent about our mission.
Sure, but you listen tonight. You'll hear the drums talking. There's no such word as secret here.
One more thing, Kerrigan. As long as you are in the employ of the Belgian government, you will try to remain sober. Sergeant Labatt.
Yes, sir.
Unload the trucks and put the guard about them.
Sure. Be careful of everything. Unload the trucks. Post a guard. If you really want to be careful, go back to Manono, boy. Back to Manono. But you won't go back, you fat little Fernack. And you may lose more than your weight. All the villages at night. Hot. Stink. Never sleep. Wonder if Fernack's listening. Wonder if he's awake. You hear the drums, Fernack? Did you ever hear a drum talking? Well, I did. Many soldiers with guns crossing the river before the sun and come to the kingdom of Hammer. Can you hear that, Fernack? Better have a drink, maybe sleep.
Kerrigan and I will take the point. Instruct
the men to maintain two-paced
intervals. And my whistle, take cover.
Mr. Kerrigan? Yeah?
Were you asleep?
No, just last smoke.
Mr. Kerrigan, one of my Bantu sergeants says that he understands the language of the drums.
Wouldn't be surprised.
He says that they are telling the king that we are coming.
I figures.
The king's name is Hammer.
And I guess you were right.
I think that you have known that all the time. You were too anxious to stop us from coming here.
You've got a suspicious mind, Fernack. I told you why I didn't want to guide you. It's dangerous. You don't know what you're getting into. Better go back to your desk and your rubber stamp.
I have brought my stamp with me. The seal of the Belgian government. I am that government.
On the other side of the river, maybe, but not here. There's a king by the name of Hammer.
I have got 40 trained soldiers.
What if his men are more loyal than your tame Bantus?
At the pace we set today, how long do you think it will take us?
Oh, with luck, 4 more days, maybe 5. Remember, I've never been here before.
So you said. Good night, Mr. Kerrigan.
Hey, Fernack.
Yes?
I wouldn't move around too much in the dark.
Don't be afraid, Mr. Kerrigan. We are well guarded. I've posted 6 men with our machine guns.
Okay, I won't be afraid. Too quiet. Go see what happened. No. Their funeral, not mine.
Inspector! Inspector!
What is it, sir?
The centralists, they are dead. All of them. Machine gun scar.
What? Show me.
This way, sir.
Lucky it wasn't you, fat little Fernack. I told you it was dangerous. You wouldn't listen, would you? Hope you haven't had breakfast yet. You won't like what you see. Better go back. Back to Manono for you, boy.
Kerrigan! Kerrigan! Kerrigan!
What's the matter?
The sentries.
Dead, huh? You look a little green.
You are possibly more used to it than I am, Mr. Kerrigan. They were beheaded. The machine guns were stolen.
Gonna turn back?
No. I want you to take a searching party. I give you 10 men.
Search for what?
You're a hunter. You can follow tracks.
Sure I can, and you know what I'll find? Not your machine guns. 6 heads stuck up on poles. That's what they did it for, to warn us off. They could have wiped out the whole camp if they wanted. You better go home, Fernack.
We go on. Sergeant Robert.
Yes, sir.
Form the column as quickly as possible. We are moving on.
Should have gone back that first morning. You've got guts, though. You'll need them. We'll get there all right. They haven't hit a white man. Hammer's saving something special for us. Something special for me. You all right, Fernack?
Yes.
How many this time?
I don't know. Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Casualties?
Yes, sir.
That leaves 3 Bantus, you, Labatt, and me. What's the matter? You ready to turn around now?
I want to get Hammer. If I do go back, it will only be to get 200 men.
Forget it. This was the last attack.
How do you know?
Are you kidding? Why should he be afraid of you now? He's left us 3 Bantus for porters. How do you expect to drag him back to Monono with an army like that? He'll let us in, all right. Let's get moving. Changed since the last time. Clearing, stockade, house. There's the room. A night I can't forget.
Sam, don't go away unless you take me with you. I can't stand him. Oh, Sam, take me back. I want to be with you.
You should have thought of that before. You wanted Ben. You got him. Wonder what you're like now.
Afraid of him. Sam Kerrigan, scared. You're scared. You're scared.
You were right, Alice. I was afraid. I still am. Now I'm back.
My name is Benjamin Hammer. You are Inspector... Yes. The message of the drums was unable to cope with the name. Mr. Kerrigan.
Hello, Ben.
I'm surprised to see you. I thought I made it clear at our last meeting that I should kill you if you returned.
You had your chance. Why didn't you?
I don't understand.
Skip it.
Benjamin Hammer, I have here a warrant for your arrest on a charge of embezzlement and murder, to which will be added responsibility for the death of 37 government soldiers.
Responsibility? Your responsibility, Inspector, not mine. You should have known better than to enter Bahutu country. Kerrigan knows how savage the natives are. Didn't he tell you? I suppose not. Mr. Kerrigan is a deceitful man. You mustn't trust him.
I don't.
Well, before you drag me off to my doom, I should imagine that a bath and a cooling drink would be in order. Come along. You too, Sergeant. I want you to meet my wife. My men will take care of your Bantus.
Little fat man. You're not afraid of him. Are you crazy? How are you going to do it? How do you arrest a king? Hot bath, cool drink, supper, and then any hour, any day he wanted. Goodbye, Sergeant Labatt. Goodbye, Inspector Governmental Fernack. Goodbye, Kerrigan. Alice, waiting like a wife at the door. Alice, I've made you smile. Warm, red. I know those arms. I know you, Alice. Soft, dark, gardenias. Frightened? Who are you looking at? You're looking at me.
My dear, I should like you to meet Inspector Fernac. He's come to arrest me.
How do you do,
madame?
And Sergeant...
Labatt.
Sergeant?
Mr. Kerrigan, you know, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Now run along and prepare food for our guests.
Yes, sir.
Inspector, I have prepared a room for you and the sergeant at the end of the corridor. Kerrigan, I don't imagine you mind going back into your old room, filled with memories, eh? Show them the way, will you?
I don't mind.
When you've had your baths and feel up to it, we'll take supper on the veranda.
Why did you say you'd never been here before?
What does it matter?
You knew he was wanted, didn't you?
No. To me, he was a guy who paid well for trade goods and told me to keep my mouth shut about his setup. I did because it was good business.
How long have you known him?
5 years. Six. Haven't been here for over a year, though.
Why did he speak of killing you if you returned?
That's none of your business.
I'll make it my business when we return to Manono.
Yeah, you do that, Fernac, when we get back. Go to bed, Kerrigan. What for? She calls him sir. Sir. He treated her like one of the Bahutu's servants. Doesn't eat at the table. Slave? When did that happen? 1 year ago, after he found out about us. Sure. Wonder if she's with him now. Have a drink.
What's the use?
Where are you? Where are you? Wish I hadn't done that. Alice? No. Little fat Fernac. Fernac.
No, don't touch me.
Alice.
No, you mustn't. I can't stand being touched. You don't know what it's been like with him since you left. Oh, why didn't you take me with you then?
You know why. He would have had his natives on us before we'd gone a mile. But why did he let me go?
Don't you know? So that he could do what he's done to me. So that I could think about you outside alive and want you. So that he could do these things that I can't tell. Look at me.
It would have been better for both of us if we'd tried to run away and he'd killed us.
Oh, it doesn't matter now.
Yes, it does. We'll try it. Come with me.
No, I couldn't go with you now.
There might be a chance. Does he know you're here?
I suppose so. He knows everything about me. He left you your guns, didn't he?
Yeah, he would. You know that.
I want you to give me yours.
I can't do that.
I've got to kill him. I've waited 1 year for the chance. It's made me want to live, to kill him. He's been so sure, so safe, because he's so strong. But with a gun, I can kill him. I'll show him he's not a god. I'll show the natives he's not a god. Give me the gun.
No.
You loved me once. If you still do, do as I ask.
I still do. That's why I want to take you away.
You're afraid. You're still afraid. Give me the gun. I've got to.
Alice, no. Alice.
No! Don't touch me! I can't stand you. Filthy. Dirty.
Hold her. No, don't touch. Another night, though, yes. Gardenias. Waiting 1 year. Waiting. Not for Sam. Waiting for a gun. Don't go. Alice, I've got to think. There may be a way. I'll talk to Fernac. We'll figure out something. Maybe tomorrow.
He'll kill you all tomorrow.
Alice!
How does she know we die tomorrow?
Leave me alone.
I want to talk to you.
Get out of here, Fernac. Leave me alone.
What did she tell you?
Nothing.
You're lying.
Get out!
What did she tell you? Why did he leave us with our guns? Why have we still got our guns?
Because that's the way he is. So we shoot him. How do you want to die after? It won't be easy like being shot. I've seen what the Bahutus can do to you.
He knows I've seen it.
I do not want to die, Mr. Kerrigan, but the Belgian government has seen fit to name me as its representative. If I am unable to arrest Hammer and take him back for trial, I shall have to shoot him here.
You wouldn't have a chance. You've seen his guards of honor. He's their god, the immortal king, Ben Hammer. That's how he rules them. They think he can't be hurt, and he can't.
Mr. Kerrigan, knowing this about him, why did you come back?
Don't you remember you blackmailed me into it?
I don't believe that. It was the wife, wasn't it?
Yeah. The wife. I guess I would have come back someday anyhow.
It's strange, Mr. Kerrigan. We seem to have parallel missions. Mine to take him out, yours to take her.
Yeah. Too bad, isn't it?
More coffee, Inspector?
No, thank you.
Sergeant?
No.
I don't want any more.
Well, then breakfast is finished.
Mr. Hammer, I think the time has now come to start back for Manolo.
You know I rather admire you. You must realize your position here, and yet with stubborn zeal you persist with this farce. And please, don't touch your gun. It's all right, Egale. I don't want to see you killed that way. I have other plans.
Then I have nothing to lose.
As you wish, Inspector. Draw your gun. That's better. It is difficult to set in motion your own execution, isn't it? Mr. Kerrigan knows that. Come, we'll go out on the veranda. I want to show you something. These natives you see are the chieftains of my kingdom. I called them together to witness my decree. Hear me, wise Bahutus. These two white men in uniform have been sent to dethrone me by a government that thinks itself stronger than I, your king. Egale, seize them.
Get your hands off me, you...
My reply to this insolence is to return them to the country in humiliation, bound and across the back of an ox.
What about me, Ben? I have something to say about this.
You, Kerrigan? Oh, yes, you have a gun. No, no, let him, Egale, let him. I know Mr. Kerrigan.
Do you, Ben? Are you sure? Tell your men to release the inspector and the sergeant.
And if I don't?
I'll give you 30 seconds, and if you don't, I'll shoot you.
You'd like to kill me because of her, wouldn't you? But it wouldn't do you any good now. She wanted to do that. Go ahead. Shoot. Shall I tell you what they'll do to you then? They'll stake you naked to the ground and smear honey over you. Then the ants will come. First one, then two, then more. Your hand shaking, Kerrigan. And when the ants are nearly finished, you'll be screaming then. They'll take sharp little sticks and they'll...
Oh, hold up! Hold on.
You, Egale, let them go. Don't look at me, look at them.
They aren't doing anything, just watching.
King. King. You stand up. Him not stand up. Him not dead. He say he cannot die. No man kill him. He tell us when he come here. He show us. He drink poison from our arrows.
He was no god, Egale. He was no king. He's dead. Go look at him.
He no god. He no king. He dead.
Oh.
with me. We have good time.
Oh, hello, Sam. For yourself. You've come back.
Yeah.
I didn't forget your song. You've come back so soon. I play you another you like.
Okay.
You're afraid. You're still afraid. Give me the gun. I've got to.
Alice, did you try anyway without a gun? You knew he was stronger than you. You were lying there broken. I touched you.
Don't touch me. I can't stand you.
Or did Hammer kill you because you came to see me? But it wasn't me, was it? It was the gun you wanted. A year ago, I should have killed him then.
Why didn't you take me with you then? Why didn't you take me with you then?
You like the song, Sam?
Sure. Fine.
Can I bring you something?
Yeah. A bottle. I'm gonna get drunk if you don't mind.
Escape, on Tuned to Yesterday from October 15th, 1950 on CBS. And so closes this hour of horror on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. Thanks for listening.